The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Just eat one another.
That's racist.
She didn't say Asians were going to eat them.
You're
when
racist.
a dog eats another dog, that's not fucking racist.
That's a dog.
You have a dog.
It's a dog eat dog world.
That's where the saying comes from. We're rolling.
Oh shit!
And we're back. You're listening to Rick and Eleanor in the Morning right here on K1.
I'm Laugh Girl, Bobby. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. This is morning radio.
Have you guys started?
Yeah,
I guess.
This is it. We're on. We're live.
Is it live?
Comedy Store podcast.
You don't edit.
No, it's not live. Okay, I mean,
we don't have that kind of technology.
He likes you, but don't come aggressively walk in like that, John. We have a new producer.
Yeah, he's not even.
I'm on my own today. The food run is recording the bell.
He's not even a drunk comedian anymore.
Which is amazing.
They redid this thing, huh?
Oh my God, yeah. Bobby, you just noticed it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
You've been sitting in here for 15
minutes. No, I mean the way the padding and the colors and stuff. Is that new?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well...
They put it all in.
Yeah, they put it all in, right?
Yeah.
Soundproof, as they say.
That's so good of you to observe that. Yeah.
Okay, well...
Soundproof.
Would you start the fucking thing?
Hey, we started it. This is it. Kamikaze.
Right, so I'm the one that has to add the information on where we go?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
No, in terms of, like, the direction we go and what we talk about.
No, absolutely not.
The host is supposed to...
We're right here.
I know, but the host is supposed to go, all right, so how are you doing? Or set something up, man.
No, we're...
This is chaos, bro.
Chaos.
Oh, it's
kamikaze style.
Yeah. This podcast is as if the audience just walked in on
exactly.
a conversation we're having
They're
in the hallway.
They're eavesdropping on a Comedy Store
yeah.
podcast. You they know who we are. They know what we do.
You know what I noticed about myself?
Yeah.
You know, before I was 50, like in my 30s and stuff, when I would come to the Comedy Store, I would feel like maybe I was fuckable.
Okay.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. No, what do you mean?
No, nothing.
No, what do you mean by that?
What, I'm
it
saying that's
insulting,
awesome
the
that
tone.
You
right.
felt
No, because
that.
Every once in a while, right? I remember one time I opened for Martin Lawrence. You know, he used to do spots, and the Comedy Store would book it, right? I remember one time there was this girl. I dated her for like 6 months, but I met her at the thing, and she, you know, I got her a drink and this and that, and we fucked, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
But now that I'm 50, right? Even though I'm in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Women don't give me any vibes.
Yeah.
So am I like Mr. Miyagi now?
No, they know your story. They know you're taken.
You're famous.
So if let me ask
and
you
And you're
this.
Part of a famous
If I was out of my
couple.
Relationship and people knew that, right?
Yeah.
You
think
oh, they'd be throwing it at you.
Yeah.
Are you being real?
No.
I don't care. Yeah, no, me either.
Bobby, nobody's throwing anything at you.
I know. So am I fucked?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just move on with my life.
Yeah, just
buy
enjoy.
Incense candles, you know, go to a monastery and just
What
meditate.
Are you talking about?
Yeah,
you have the most
time.
Beautiful, amazing fucking girlfriend.
I understand that, but
that
I'm
you're
just...
probably going to fuck it up, but you have that right now. So
yeah.
you should just
yeah.
bask in it. Are you crazy?
You're right. I'm just, there's just, there because I'm going through a midlife crisis.
Okay.
You have feelings like that. Like, what if?
You want to know, you know.
If I'm still a viable candidate for
sure.
fuck.
You know,
should go around and ask people.
We could do a survey, maybe.
I like this.
We could survey every female.
Like, they back up when I talk to them. I'll go, hi, did you enjoy the show? And they do a step back.
Yeah.
Do you think it's since COVID?
I think
or
it's COVID. Maybe because they think I'm from Wuhan.
I'm feeling you on that
you
now.
Wuhan,
so, there's
Wuhan.
A
yeah.
lot of racist
That's why we made you
here.
Sit over there.
Unbelievable. Right. Unbelievable.
I just realized that.
It's
yeah.
so mean. That's why I was going to sit
it's
there.
So, yeah,
I was like, I don't want Bobby to sit next to the white wall
yeah.
all by himself.
But so you how old are you now, Ricky?
I'm 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I turned 40 in April.
Yeah. You still have a good 10 years before you get to my point.
So the well, midlife crisis is a real thing.
I don't, yeah.
It really is. Because my dick.
Wow.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. We used to have... That sponsor. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah. Can I just
That's how we made the $60.
Look at me right now. Let's lock eyes together, Eleanor, right? My dick? Don't work no more.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's just your 50.
Do you mean it doesn't go, it doesn't get as hard or
it just goes inside?
It's an innie now.
So I was telling.
I didn't think it
I think
was
that
ever
means
an
you
outie.
Love yourself.
It was. Can I just say something, right? It has an outward trajectory.
Typically,
right?
You look down, you say, "Hey, that's popping out of there."
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, if you were like, if it was
but
like
now, it's like Groundhog's Day. You're like, is there a shadow? Is it coming out? Like, Is that what you're saying?
Well, because, and I've talked about this before, right? But my masturbation skills, mm-hmm. right,
uh-huh.
is I'm stroke heavy.
Okay.
All right. So I just want to explain.
I can't see, but okay.
What do you mean you can't see
stroke?
I don't
know, but I'm saying this. I'm drying thinking about it. But go ahead.
What?
And I mean dry.
I know.
Should be a little whistle.
You and I. All right. First of all, you and I, right, even if you and I were in a deserted on an island.
Okay.
For 10 years. Any other woman, right, I would say, we'd probably fuck.
Yeah.
You're the only one on planet Earth
you don't think
that I would never fuck. No.
I'd have all the branches from the trees in me before.
I know. In fact, if you had died, I'd eat everything but the pussy. They would just find Eleanor's pussy in a fucking, in a hole.
It's a skeleton and a vagina.
And make a little cross, a wooden cross, and put it, and it's her pussy in there. And like, you didn't fuck that? No, I didn't even eat it! I was so hungry.
Starving.
That's fucking stink.
Yeah.
It's shit pussy.
Shitball pussy.
Yeah, shitball pussy. So we don't have that. My point
sure.
is, yeah.
I get it.
So she's not really the one to go to then on the are you fuckable question.
Who?
Eleanor.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Her
no,
and I.
But I see girls that like throw themselves at comedy. I've seen that a million times. They chase you. But I really do believe that people know that you're in a relationship with a phenomenal.
You're right. You're right.
So I think people immediately go, oh, and they're.
Yeah, you're right. But I just you still think about it when you're when you get a little older, you know. And and you know, let me go back to my stroke.
Can if you weren't public,
stroke
I would
heavy.
Say that you have an argument.
Right.
But now, okay, so
I'm stroke heavy, right? Okay. And what happened over the years? Please don't do
I'm
this
kidding.
Because when I think of your vagina, I want to do the same. Okay, and it hurts. For
it's
both
a lot
of us.
It's a lot of judgment, Eleanor. And you know, on this podcast, we have a rule: no judgment.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right, so I'm stroke heavy. So what happened over the years is that the skin around the penis, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it loosened?
Okay.
So what happened was, and this is a real thing because I've shown it to four comics, male comics.
Okay.
In more of a medical kind of
nice
way.
Nice clarification, by the way.
Sure, I love that.
We don't care as long as you're showing dick pics to dudes.
Yeah.
It's
no,
not
but
a
it
dick
was like,
pic.
Is there something
this
wrong?
This is live.
Yeah.
This is like a reality, you know.
Yeah, like, is there something wrong? Is basically
sure.
What, you know what I mean? And they look at it, and what happened was, because I'm stroke heavy over the years, the skin is so loose, the skin now wraps around
so it looks
the head.
Uncircumcised?
So it looks uncircumcised.
Oh.
But here's the second problem.
You
that
revert
I
it back.
I revert it back. Here's the second problem I have.
Flower petals.
I'm a dripper.
Okay. Dripper.
I'm a pee dripper.
Okay.
All right. So because
aren't all men? Am I crazy?
I mean, it just depends on his new penis flaps.
Oh.
If they go too high, then that can cause moisture problems.
If I want to, you know, give you a description of in the animal kingdom.
Sure.
It's like bat wings.
This.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that's how loose.
Yeah,
it
flying
is.
Squirrel.
It's like a flying squirrely kind of situation. But because I'm a dripper now, the drip of the pee gets in.
That's what
the
I was
thing,
talking about.
And then
that's
during the day,
mean,
it
the
makes
moist.
My dick smell.
Yeah, gets that chowder cock.
Yeah. So.
So how do you clean that with like a Q-tip? Like.
So what I've been doing now is I have cologne in my fucking right, and I.
You're spraying
it,
cologne
I
on
spray
your
on
dick.
The tip. It burns really bad, but it seems to help.
Bobby, that. That's not good.
That seems like a terrible plan.
Yeah, I do
you're
Drakkar to the old school.
Yeah.
Like Cool Water and Drakkar because they have, they're more alcohol
wait,
heavy.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is this a bit?
They
no, it's
it,
not a bit. Okay. No.
I think they called that the pussy getter when I was in college.
Yeah, it worked back then.
Yeah, the frat guys were.
I definitely blew a few guys with Drakkar.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What about Cool Water? Do you remember Cool Water?
Of course.
Yeah,
Cool
Water. Cool
Water cologne.
Yeah, that was nice. Sure. But anyway, that's the situation I'm in right now, you know?
So you have a burning, smelly.
No, it smells good now. It's clean. You know, I also because
but it doesn't go as hard as you want it.
It doesn't.
What
even
about this? Is going to sound crazy, but lotion. That doesn't help with smell. Like,
no, it's fine. No, it doesn't.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm gonna say a lotion. I know you still do this
are you
with
at least,
lotion, but like,
are you still noodling? At least, are you still
noodle dick?
Soft dick fucking.
That's
no.
a Rick thing. He likes not that you do that, but that's like one
it.
Of his bits.
Wait, were you noodle dick?
I've done it. Every man has done it, Eleanor.
Right. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You know what he means.
The dudes who try and convince themselves that
they're hard.
The chick doesn't know that they already came, so they just keep trying to fuck with as the dick gets softer.
I've done that.
Noodle dick.
Every
guy has done
every guy.
It.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
And then you just got to
what do you
really
think about when you don't want to come?
It's never occurred to me. I'm a free comer.
No, like it, like you when you're first with a girl, right?
You want to last longer.
What? So you've never thought of things to keep you from not
like,
coming,
like B. Arthur on a cold night, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would make Ricky shoot.
Yeah,
definitely.
I've got a twisted mind. Then no.
he
my
could
fear
get somebody
is
pregnant with that.
Yeah, my fear is then that would just become my fetish. You know.
All right.
Like you start Ooh. Thinking about baseball to not blow a load, and then next thing you know, every time you're watching baseball, you get rock hard.
Which is what happens to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get really. I know it's awful.
Let me ask you.
I'm
I know you're not a doctor.
I'm very attracted to baseball players.
You are?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, is your
they got fat legs,
vagina,
and a fat ass?
Is your vagina?
Yeah.
As fresh as it once was.
As fresh? has it gotten longer? Yes.
Yeah.
It's elongated.
It's elongated.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're admitting that.
Why would I not?
Thank you for sharing that.
What am I defying?
No.
Gravity?
No. So yours is as well a bat wing situation.
He's got dick lips.
Is it a bat wing situation? No, because I feel like the bat would hold it together. These are just straight down. Like
it dangles
just,
down.
Yeah, these are like jowls.
Right.
Like these. Are
it's like those.
Like a dog.
Like a 50-year-old Russian lady.
There you go.
Or the Chinese jowls. Restaurants in Chinatown where they have the animal like dangling from the from the window.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it like that?
Dead meat.
Yeah.
Window meat.
Window meat.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So it looks like
that's
dead
what
dangling
it is.
Meat.
Well, I tried to do OnlyFans, and they were like, this looks like window meat, so we're not going
to. We actually just started our window meat platform.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to
wait. Let's do a window meat OnlyFans, let's see. Like an elderly, older fans, you know, you try to get down in front of the camera, and then you get stuck.
Right.
You know, your hip kind of cramps up. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
So you just stay there and let the curtains drip, if you will. Drape.
Do you guys get mad? I guess sometimes get mad. At the easy ways people can make money, and well, OnlyFans is one of those things where
oh
it's
my
like,
god, yeah.
When like a really,
I don't get mad at it, but
I don't get mad
I
at
wish
it
I
either.
Could.
It's just like I wish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have to do this job.
It's an absurd, world we live in where you can just be a normal person and post naked pictures of yourself.
Yeah,
or
and there's
feet.
Enough creepy dudes that are just like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, and people are like buying houses.
$4 a month? Yeah,
it's crazy.
My friend in New York, she said she makes $40,000 a month, and she's like, she got a new apartment, a brand new beautiful apartment in New York City, and her mother goes, I don't know how you got this, but I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
She's like, well, there's a lot of creepy
feet.
To be honest, I don't know. I didn't ask. But
send me the spread. That's what you should have said. Next time you're in the situation.
She's absolutely adorable, and she is a funny comic. So, you know, but she wasn't like a huge comic, but now she's making
right.
She don't have to suffer
right
now as a let me go run and do 90 spots a night to make my nut monthly.
Yeah.
Now she's just like nutting for $40,000 a month.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming.
What an asshole.
Rick, I've always wanted to ask you this. Are you
Are you asking the questions? This is our podcast.
Bobby Lee takes over everything he does.
No, I would love you know what? After this next question, what I'm going to do after this next question is I'm going to sit back, right? And you're going to start driving.
Wow.
Would you like to start driving?
No. We like you to drive.
No. I'm going to drive for a little bit.
I do feel
one more around the block.
We're going to crash.
Right? What I need in Hollywood, I need Hollywood student driving lessons.
Right.
Someone teaches me how to be good in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But we've all,
I'm studying the master.
All right. So
you are pretty good at it.
In what sense?
Let's delve deeper
into
that.
He called
thought.
You the master.
I know, but
like
I'm not.
You're good.
Wait, because
what
I'm
are
Asian?
You talking about? No. No.
All right.
In Hollywood,
is that even
like
a thing,
how to
master
be
Asians?
Yeah. I feel like that's not right.
Why?
I feel like I
you don't
know
think
how
you're good
it.
At
no.
being really?
No. I think that I figured it
you
out.
You work, yeah.
I figured it out.
You're a working comedic actor and and comic.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
That's hard to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. But also, I've been at it so long. You and I have known each other for, over 20 years?
Yeah, well, what do you think I've been at?
You're working
just
actor.
Being you?
You're a working
I'm working
actor.
Comic.
Comic, yeah.
As an actress, they're like, no, we're good.
I know, but still, you're a working entertainer.
You're right.
Right?
I try.
Yeah.
I hustle.
So I want to ask you now, Rick, and we're going around the block, all right? Are you mad that, not mad, but like, I don't know how to, okay, so at the Cellar, I heard, like, you know, sometimes they'll book, like, they'll check a box, right? So instead of like, let's say six really funny white dudes call in, right? Mm-hmm. They don't get spots, right? They'll put someone that's less funny that checks a box, like, you know what I mean? This woman
really?
Is a feminist, or this person is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A fat Samoan guy, or sure. you know what I mean? They checked the box. They were doing
the diversity
that with festivals and stuff as well, right? Do you get angry at stuff like that?
I mean, honestly, sometimes I guess I probably do, but at the same time, it's hard for me to get mad.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
Be like, you know, it's because I'm a white dude, because white dudes still get 70% of all the jobs. They just don't get 90% anymore.
Dude, you know what, dude?
He's always said that. To
That's
be honest.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's
because
always
I
want to.
Say, like one time, I just say it, and I'm going to get in trouble for it.
It doesn't matter.
I always say things I'm going to get in trouble for.
You're fine.
Yeah. Santino said to me, right? He was one day, we were together, and he just kind of threw something down. He's like, God, you know what I mean? I'm getting less auditions because of this fucking new, you know what I mean?
He's a genetic mistake. What the fuck are you talking about?
And I told him, I go, you know, every year, I used to get 8 auditions a year. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Right?
And
I'd have to book one or two of them, or it's out for me, right?
Yeah.
Where these guys would get 8 a week, right?
Yeah.
So I told him, I looked at him, and I said, you know, now I'm getting 20, right? And you're getting 3 a week, right? But still, when, you know, I get 20 a year, you get 3 a week. At the end of the day, you're still winning, right? It just swung a little bit.
It did swing a little. The pendulum went
some,
just a
like
little.
Stuff like Montreal is ridiculous in that way. And that's like one of those things.
And
where,
those things, they have to follow that suit. The seller doesn't. That's silly.
I don't know if that's true. I just heard a comic say that once. And I was
that could be a comic that doesn't
That could be
get
a comic
booked.
That was angry. Yeah,
that sounds
because
like
I
angry
think
white
they
guy.
Don't, I can't imagine a club doing
that. There's a lot of people who it's hard for them to believe that it's just because they're an unfunny white guy.
Wrong.
That's
and
true.
Not just a white guy.
That's a
guy.
Real hard pill to swallow.
It's like, well, it's definitely not because I'm not really good. It's got to be something else. So this is what it is. It's because that black guy that I don't know, he's only getting
that
because
he
is.
Yeah.
No.
But now look what I'm doing now. Yeah. What? You know,
did you just hand me the baton?
The keys.
To the keys.
Oh, my God. Ricky, we're in the driver's seat.
Man, this is
so
exciting.
So speaking of being in the driver's seat, we're
going
to talk to Bobby about this now because I saw your car. It's a bit of a mess, but I've been listening to some podcasts and people talk about you and say that you have like gotten into accidents and walked away. Leaving the car, like, just, I'm not, is this a real thing? This, you're allowed to answer. We're asking you questions.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you flip a car and walk away?
I took a car, right?
Okay.
I was on the 10.
Oh, by the way, this isn't like racial or, don't get stupid. I'm just asking
I never
real
drove
question.
In a stick before.
Okay.
I was driving a sticky car, stick shifty car.
Yeah.
That we call them.
Stick shift.
Yeah.
So obviously
and
you
it
were
was,
doing
I
well with
I couldn't, something
car.
Happened where I couldn't.
Get, it does stick.
Yeah, yeah. And
a standard H.
And
or
it was raining, and I did it. I turned the car. It flipped 3 to 4 times.
Okay.
Right? It was on its back, on you know what I mean? It flipped over.
On the
I
roof.
Crawled out, and this is like 2-3 in the morning on the 10.
Okay.
Right? I went to a Del Taco.
This is the part that I'm.
Yeah. So you just left the car?
Yeah, because I was hungry. I was going to go Del Taco anyway. That's where I was going.
Okay.
Right? I go, I'm glad I crashed.
And you can't roll through the drive-thru.
Yeah. Right,
I get
right.
it.
Push it through.
Yeah. Right.
You can't just tumble through.
So I go, I'm just going to deal with this after I get the Del Taco.
Smart.
So I went to the
Priorities.
Del Taco. Right.
Yeah.
Came back to the car, and it was mayhem. It was like 3 firing in the trucks. And I'm walking now with a fucking taco in my mouth.
What?
Right. I'm walking with a taco.
This is real.
This is real.
Yeah.
And they go, stand back, sir. Somebody passed away and got caught. And I go, it was me. Like that. Right? And they're just, they go, there's
character?
No way. They go, there's no way that you came out of that car. I did. You know what I mean? Like that.
How long ago was this? The
15
agility.
Years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay,
yeah. But like, yeah, that happened. But that was only one time.
You went to Del Taco.
Yeah.
and then walked back to
the scene of the crime.
Yeah,
it's not a crime because you didn't hit anybody.
Yeah. If I had run over like a guy, that would have been
that would have been less funny.
That would have been terrible,
but it still would have been funny.
I know. I mean, I did hit.
See?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I hit. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We hit what?
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
No,
I mean, you can't say anything worse.
It's worse. It's worse. It's worse. One time when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
I hit somebody in a car.
When you say you were a kid, you
a
were
person.
What?
Like I was 16, like 17.
17, okay.
Yeah.
But you hit a pedestrian.
No.
Oh, another car.
No, motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
What? Well, no, he hit me. What happened was...
Yeah.
Jury's
no,
out.
I understand.
No, what happened was I was going around taking a right.
Okay.
I didn't stop.
Okay.
Right? It was like 2 in the morning.
It's a bad time of night for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Driving.
You don't have night vision.
I don't have night
okay,
vision.
Okay,
yeah.
It was 15 stories. It's like, and, so first of all, it's 2 in the morning.
And a motorcyclist, you know, he was going like maybe 60 this way. As I turn, right, he hits the back of my truck, and I see his body fall in front of me.
So he went over the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And it was a kung, 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 you know what I mean? And then as I drive, I keep driving a little bit.
You're like,
no,
where's
stop,
Del
no.
Taco?
Yeah, no. where's Taco Bell?
Yeah.
No. Taco Bell.
No. And I look at my rearview mirror, and he was on the floor of the street, this abandoned street. So I got out of the car, and I dragged him off of the street because I didn't want him to get run over.
Right.
And the ambulance and everything came. And, yeah, he was pretty fucked. And so I was in court for years.
But you at least moved. You didn't leave.
I called the...
You didn't leave the scene of the crime.
No, I went up because I was at a church.
Okay.
I was like a late night AA meeting.
Jesus. I thought you were going to say something completely different, but I'm glad that's what it was.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. We were molesting.
I was at a late night AA meeting.
Hey,
so
man.
I went back up there, called, came back. Everyone did, you know what I mean? Then I ended up in court, and then my insurance went out of control.
Oh,
the
yeah,
guy's fine. Everything's fine. Let's move on. But I did run over somebody.
Well, because I have a friend that hit.
Yeah.
I have a friend that hit somebody. She was high. She hit somebody. There was two of them in the car, and the one went running because she got scared, and then the other one just fled the scene.
Oh my God!
And
big trouble
on Sunset.
Boom. No,
you're at the car flipped, and the next day she told me, and I was like, "Ah, oh, that's the worst thing I've ever heard." Like,
yeah,
did the person? She goes, "The car flip." I don't know, and so she had to call her parents and tell, and then they went and checked. The guy was okay,
good,
but she still left the scene of the crime. So
she got trouble.
Yes,
you get in big
she
trouble
did
for
get
that.
In big
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
at least
fans.
She turned herself in. The other person that fled, they just left her out of it. She never ratted
that's,
on her.
Yeah, you can't snitch on your
are
friends.
Are they East Coast people like you?
One is. The other one's just a twat.
Yeah.
I was going to say cunt.
But
I don't
the
know
one that
why
didn't rat was East Coast.
The one that didn't rat was East Coast.
You, that's what you guys are good
yes,
at.
Yes, we're very good at that.
Yeah, loyalty.
You think I'm a rat?
I'm not a rat.
You think I am?
I've never said that.
I think you have.
No, I didn't.
100% you
guys,
have.
Guys, I'm pretty
why
sure.
Would I, wait, whoa. Why would I call you a rat? What would you rat about?
I already told you.
A piece of shit is different than a rat.
No, you called me a rat. Because I fucking narked on you. Because of the list when Kirk.
I like this. Wait, what did you narc on me for?
Just hear me out, all right?
Okay.
Would you just hear me out?
Yeah.
All right? I
if you would have ratted on me, you
I did
wouldn't
rat on
be
you.
Sitting here.
I think, yeah. I thought we talked about this on the podcast.
We did. So I just want to redirect it,
yeah.
Right?
Well, let's bring it
hey,
back.
Bitch. Hey, bitch, I ratted on you, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
You turned on me is different than ratting. But go ahead.
Well, I'm the one that went to Paulie about the list. So you guys were trying to get Kirk, the manager, fired.
Not me. The door guys. You started it with the door guys. Godsick.
Okay.
And so, they came to me.
Godsick.
Because
legend.
I was the only one that was not afraid to go to Mitzi.
Right. But I told Paulie that the list was going on to warn them.
Like you also were with them starting this. So that's not a rat on me. That's a piece of shit. Sorry, I don't. That's true. Clarifying?
All right, all right. So I'm not a rat. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you're
right.
I just want to make it clear.
I didn't do anything to get ratted on. Okay. So, like that, I did. I wasn't. They came to you guys. Came to me and said, "Get rid of this guy." What do you think the Comedy Store would have been, or be, had we kept Kirk? And you don't know Kirk.
I don't know who that is.
But this guy ran the place from all the '80s through the '80s, the whole decade.
Okay.
And he knew the place in and out. See, I got along with Kirk. I had no problem with him. A lot of the waitresses fought with him because he wanted you to dress. You had to wear Comedy Store, everything. You had to, you know, like Mitzi. He enforced the law, like whatever, the code.
Mitzi's law.
Mitzi's law, whatever you want to call it. But he was so strict.
I loved him.
I got along with him.
You know why I loved him?
What? Well, but I wasn't a comic
I wouldn't get spots.
Oh, you're right.
Right, and he would go, "You want to go up?" Right? Because they wouldn't give me spots.
Yeah.
And he would just throw me up there.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Because we had that Asian connection.
Right.
Right?
What kind of Asian was
Korean.
He?
Yeah,
Thai.
Just Thai Korean. Man. Yeah. It's close enough.
Mitzi
yeah.
only hires Thai.
Yeah, yeah.
She would never hire Korean.
They have this, the Shores have an obsession with Asians.
They really do.
Yeah.
But they have an obsession with Thai. Mitzi loved Thai.
Polly loves Asian.
Polly loves Asian across the board, but Mitzi's nurse.
That's how Polly put out a video where it's just like, "I love Asian men."
Yeah.
The guy who's talking to is like, "What?"
Oh, that guy from the reality show with the no neck.
The no neck guy.
Oh, my God. Did you see any of those videos?
Sexually?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, oh, my God. I can't think of his name, but he.
Yeah, what's his name?
He has no.
Yeah, yeah. He was on that the show.
90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we had him on Tiger Belly.
Oh, you had him
on? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, first of all, Dice is in love with him, that guy, because his girlfriend watches that show. So now they're all, like, obsessed with this 90 Day Fiancé. Paulie, when I see it, I go, "Oh, my God, that's the guy Andrew and Carrie make me watch." I was like, "Oh, so I had to watch."
Let's go shopping, bro.
Right? And he goes, "Look at this, dude. It's a bobblehead.
Yeah,
you can't do that because what?"
Yeah, 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 I know.
And I was like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, Paulie has like a, it's great. He just doesn't have that one filter you need. Yeah.
One.
I know.
No filter at all.
No filter at all. That's what I love about him.
It's the best.
I love him.
It's funny.
Having a privileged life lets him know, like, you can just say whatever you want to people.
Yeah. I honestly miss. I reminisce about the old days.
A million times.
Don't
of course,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a weird time here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Kirk stayed, do you think he would have sustained the place?
No. No, because he had
was fighting with the comics. Like, regardless of what was happening with the door guys and the waitresses. Because, like I said, I was like, "Girls, if you just do what he says, you'll be fine."
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what the problem is.
He doesn't know what comedy is, right? So it's like he doesn't have a taste for it, right? We need people here that are real comedy savvy. Like, I think that, you know, even Tommy, you know.
Wow.
Regardless of how you feel about him, there was still a change from Tommy doing it than whoever was doing it before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
He basically started weeding out
Duncan
the unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but Duncan was just
wanted
giving
to be
it
a comic.
Mitzi.
Yeah,
he
so
care.
He was just doing what Mitzi wanted. That was Mitzi's decision, right?
And they all had to filter it through her.
Right.
He was the only one that was actually doing it. He was the first one to actually
do
the lineup.
Yeah, and I think that
That's a big deal.
I thought that was a big deal. I thought I could feel it changing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to take a shit real quick. Can I come back?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes.
Will you record it?
Yeah, we'll just
keep
going.
Does it only take 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. I just a real. Oh, fuck. Is everything fine? I have to take a shit real quick.
We're never going to see him again.
Hey, guys, we got to take a shit break.
Why take a break?
Well,
let's just talk about what we've gotten so far. So,
yeah, so let's like
multiple
recap.
Criminal enterprises hands of Mad TV's Bobby Lee.
How funny would that be if you're driving by and you just see, or you work for the medic, right? You show up.
Yeah.
You're looking to cut somebody out of what you think is a dead person in the car.
Yeah.
And then somebody walks
up. He tripped
on
the wires there.
He messed it up. Somebody walks up eating a taco.
Yeah.
And you're like, how fucking crazy is that?
I mean, I don't.
When I heard that
story,
I go, this can't
be
real.
Yeah. get the Del Taco, and then come back and take care of business.
Do you think he could get a Del Taco sponsor because of that?
He
By
should.
The way, he left his phone. Should we take like dick pics and stuff?
I mean,
clip pics.
If we're gonna take dick pics, that's gonna incriminate me.
Oh
a
yeah,
lot
you're right.
Because I think they're gonna figure out whose dick it is.
But we could show him an uncircumcised red kind of, you know, prickly penis that he has.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions going on right now.
Yeah, I feel like the audience has a lot of questions, like how bad does Dracar burn a bird?
It can't feel good.
It can't. I can't. If you,
I don't know why you wouldn't just clean the penis.
Guys would, like, you know, shave.
Yeah.
And get that little, like, red kind of irritated skin and put it on there and be like, ugh. And it would, you could see people would get blisters. Not blisters, but, like, rashes.
You're basically alcohol burning an open wound.
Let's think of other questions we should ask Bobby, because he's going to really.
Why does he have? Are those vape pens?
I guess. I'm not going to get involved, but I think that they're all three. Like, we're going to ask him, what does the red, what is the.
Just so people
pink?
Know, there's three vape pens, a lighter, and two packs of cigarettes.
Mm.
Usually the vapor, they're going to trying to stop smoking cigarettes, but it seems like he's just going all in.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, he's just taking it down. You know, it's funny that he thought he ratted on me, because to be honest, if someone rats on you, you just eliminate them.
Yeah.
Where I come from, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I know that's awful.
In some ways, you did eliminate him from your life.
Yeah, but it was more than just, it wasn't as drastic as he ratted me out for something and I had to deal with consequences. He was the one that led the charge with them.
Yeah.
And then when Paulie was like, dude, what's going on? How's it going? He fucking told Paulie about that list. Like, everybody signed this thing saying we're not happy.
Right.
And my thing, I didn't want to get Kirk fired. I wanted to talk to Mitzi, like, hey, can you calm this guy down?
Let him know he is not.
Because this is what he would
do.
Like, you're a comic, right?
Yeah.
So, and at the time, I was waiting tables. So comedy didn't even, you know, I didn't even think of this part. But, like, he did this to Caponera. He did this to a couple people. Caponera drives all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
He gets stuck on the Laurel Canyon.
Okay.
He's about 8 minutes late. Kirk goes, you missed your spot. You go home.
Yeah.
Caponera flipped out.
Yeah.
So that's what started that whole thing, because that was happening like that. Bobby, that was the quickest shit.
I had to do it quick.
Let me ask, did you wash your hands?
No.
Bobby.
Smart.
I know, but no. I'm gonna touch you.
Comedy Store sinks are dirtier than
I do. I know, but I was in such a rush.
Yeah.
I had some cream earlier, and I'm lactose intolerant, so I might have to get up again.
I like that. You're a risk taker. Why would you have cream if you're lactose intolerant?
Because
what kind
it was
of cream?
Well, I went to a fancy restaurant, which was really good. I want to say it, but, like, you know, they had. It's one of those tasting menus,
right?
And the last two things were heavily creamed, and you have to eat it all. You can't just in a tasting menu. You can't just go, I'm not going to eat that.
I would.
I know, but I did anyway.
That would be a terrible
He's
restaurant
respectful.
For me to go to.
What?
I'm such a picky eater, so if it was like, here, you have this, this, and this.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, I've gone out to eat with Holtzman, which is terrifying in itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll order
dinner
a steak
with Holtzman is a great idea.
Oh, my God. We were at Ruth Chris. He was featuring for me in Reno.
Oh, wow.
And he was so good. He killed. But anyway, so we're in Reno, and we went to Ruth Chris the last night.
Ballers.
And then he ordered a steak, and he goes, I'll have it chef's choice. I was like, what if the chef is like, you know, I don't like to cook it too well. You know, like, I just like to just once twit and then here, give it to you. Like,
raw beef.
And he ate it. I was like, oh, my God. Like, this stuff like that, I could never
but
do.
This, I don't think, I want to take you to this place, because it's like, there's some Michelin starry kind of restaurants in L.A., right, that are like Asian, right, a tasting menu, and you have to eat it. And what they do is they'll.
This is like sushi places will do.
There's one on La Cienega, right?
Oh, you can eat sushi.
You have to show up there at 7:30.
Okay.
Right? And they don't start until everyone's there that made a reservation.
That's amazing.
Right? So you sit there.
See,
right?
I think that's neat,
it's
but
neat.
I wouldn't do it.
Right. And then they go, they'll show you a photo of, like, I'm not even kidding you, something out of fucking The Clash of Titans. Like, like Medusa's hair in Clash of Titans.
Yeah.
You're going to be eating this. You know what I mean? There's only three left in Southeast Japan. You know what I mean? We found three.
We caught
right, and it's like
illegal.
This green, you know what I mean?
Is that toxic waste?
Yeah, yeah.
Very rare.
No sauce. And they're like, no soy sauce. They always say that. No soy sauce. Wow. And you
like
have
you
to eat it.
You can't dip it.
No.
That's like.
It's a no-no. And you have to fucking eat it, right? There were things in there like that were like so. It's a classy. First of all, it's like $500 a person.
Yeah, it sounds insane.
So you have to eat it.
Yeah.
Just things. Like, I would just throw up repeatedly.
Yeah. They literally had something that looked like SpongeBob. He was just dead on a fucking piece of rice. SpongeBob.
And you ate it?
You have to eat it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. You have to eat it. You spent that much money. You have to eat it.
Yeah. I wouldn't get there. I wouldn't spend the money.
Yeah.
But if I said, hey, Eleanor, for your birthday, I got you a fucking place. That'd be fun.
I'd say, I'm so sorry. But
no, really?
Absolutely.
Eleanor doesn't eat food.
I'm real bad. There's places in Philly like that'll have, and they're phenomenal mom and pop places where you go in and they're like, what we cook is what you get.
Yeah.
And my mom and her best friend used to go all the time. I cannot do that.
I know. But I think that we should grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Bobby, I've never eaten. You're going to be real pissed.
I know.
Any kind of Asian food at all. Not once. Ever in my
serious?
Life. 100%.
You've never do a sushi restaurant.
I've never had sushi.
You got to be fucking kidding me. That's crazy.
What about like.
That's so crazy to me.
I've never had fish.
What about Panda Express?
No.
It's like me saying.
Here's the best part. I don't eat rice.
Wow. You don't eat rice.
Nope.
That's the craziest thing. It's like me saying I've never had. Imagine this. Literally. Listen to this. I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wow.
Ever.
Is that
Does that
real?
Sound crazy? No, I have. Right. But that's what it sounds like when you say.
I you know what? Because I'm so picky, I'd be like, oh, wow, you don't like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah,
cool. Dice never
that.
Had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So
no
it's not crazy to me. It doesn't
sushi?
Eat it.
I've had it. I'm not a big fan, but I have had it.
Yeah.
Three or four times in my life.
You that's have?
It. Yeah.
And you have you. I really, honestly, would. I, no, yes.
I would die. I literally
It'd be fun,
would just
though.
I don't even eat tuna fish. Literally don't eat tuna fish out of a can.
It would be. I want you guys to grow. I really do.
Yeah.
I want you guys to
You think
to,
this
like,
would help me?
I think it will, right?
Because if I expand my horizons on food, then maybe career
He's
aspirations.
Diabetic. He can't eat a lot
I was
of
there
stuff.
When he got it.
I know it. What do you mean got it?
By he was the there way, pre. He was there pre-diagnosis.
He, we didn't know what
York?
It was.
When you were in New York.
We were in New York, and he was on the floor.
Yeah.
He was holding his belly. And I was like, get up, you pussy! You know, like being such a fucking asshole about it.
He was full-on frat guying me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
was kicking him in his stomach.
I thought,
get up, you little pussy!
Fun to do the reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I might be dead by the end of the week. That's how bad a shape I was. And at one point, I had to leave Caroline's on Broadway.
Yeah.
During the show to go take a hot bath at Bobby's hotel room.
That's right.
Because where
Freddie
and I were
Freddie
staying
didn't have a
bathtub. we had to share a communal shower.
That's right.
And a brownstone in Harlem.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
But I just said, I was like, the only thing that makes me feel better when I'm sick is taking a hot bath, and that's not an option. He was like, here's my hotel key. Just go take a fucking bath. You look like you're going to die. And if you die while you're opening for me, people are going to blame me for that shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Did you find out when you got back?
No, I didn't find out for another year.
Yeah, because he was on the road with Dice.
I got misdiagnosed a bunch of times. And so no one ever thought to just prick my finger and check my blood sugar.
Right.
Cause I
Isn't
was,
that crazy?
Crazy.
I was in my late 20s, so it's typically type 1 diabetics are kids.
You're a skinny guy, too. So
and that's
like,
what,
yeah.
No one thought type 2 because I was super skinny because my body was eating itself alive. But
oh, wow.
We used to go to the great pizza place in Vegas,
uh-huh.
And Rick went and he got real sick. And he told us, he goes, that's the worst pizza I've ever had. I couldn't be sicker. And he looked like every shade of green you could possibly. And me and Andrew
turns
were like,
out,
we're never going there again. And
the
then he got
carbs
diagnosed. Fucker.
In eating half a pizza. It is astronomical. And if your pancreas doesn't provide insulin, my blood sugar was probably like 800. Wow. I'm just like, oh, this pizza is not agreeing with me. My body's
like, this place
we're
is
dying.
Shit. Yeah. We never went there again.
Wow.
Because we thought it almost killed Rick.
I ate at Sonic once and got so sick. For years was like, don't eat at Sonic.
So did you, so when you got diagnosed, what are the rituals now that you do?
You just shoot up.
Yeah, he shoots up. I give myself 4 shots a day minimum. Sometimes
4
more.
Shots a day.
Yeah.
Insulin.
Wow.
The most I'll ever have to do is like 6, but it's just depends. And I
healthier. Yeah. So you eat healthier. So when you feel it, what are the symptoms that come up when you have to do an insulin shot?
My blood sugar never gets high enough now to where I feel like sick to where I need an insulin shot. I wear a monitor on my stomach, and so it tells me what my blood sugar is at all times.
It goes inside your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little tiny needle that goes into my stomach here, and then it sends to my phone.
I'd rather have that than eat sushi. I gotta be honest.
What is it about sushi that scares you?
I just don't like seafood at all.
Like, you don't fish?
Fish, nothing. Yeah. Like my brothers, we would go fishing with my dad, and my crazy brothers would pull the eyes out and shit. They were doing like a science, and I'd be like, burr. Like they'd throw crabs. My brother Billy pushed me in the water when we were crabbing. I have anxiety. I don't know why. And then the rice thing, my brother Billy. Again, because he's a terrible person.
Great guy, though. Probably.
He told me that if I eat rice, it's going to turn into maggots in my stomach. And I believed him. I was really little.
It's the old Lost Boys.
Right.
And every time my mom will go, well, why don't you realize that you're an adult and that's not a real thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I still kind of believe him.
I can feel it crawling in me.
So you don't eat
eating.
Any kind of rice?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel sad for you.
Do you?
Yeah, because seafood's so fucking good, and rice is delicious.
Yeah.
For you?
In general, it is. Billions of people eat the shit.
Do you eat seaweed, too?
Yes.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, because you don't.
Stop.
I know.
One more person tells you, it's better than chips. Kill yourself. Not you. You know what I mean.
Or this is what it is.
I'm going to eat fucking seaweed. I don't even go in the ocean because of seaweed. Yeah. Now you want me to eat it.
You know how a kid that's raised now, a millennial, right,
who's
raised with like Marvel movies, right? Sure. So in their head, they think that that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
That's what a movie is.
Cinema is.
Right. So if they if they see a movie like Taxi Driver, that's a slow burn. It's about an anti-hero. There's not a lot of action.
Wow.
It's about inward,
right? Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like you don't get it.
Yeah.
Right? Eleanor, you don't get it. That's what it is. It's like, you know what? You have to be able to like go, you know, Goodfellas. I know kids that are 18 that I've tried to show them the movie. Like I have
And they can't do it.
They hate it.
Yeah.
You know, where's the lasers and this, you know, it's like they don't do it. But we know it's good.
They should be executed. Yeah.
They should be executed by and you should be executed because
of
the seafood and the fucking rice.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same exact thing.
Well, the pandemic tried to kill us all and it didn't work.
I know.
Do you think it didn't kill enough or what?
By the way, 700,000.
How many? 700,000?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good.
It's a large amount.
In the whole United States.
Yeah.
700,000 in the United States. That's a big chunk.
That's not that bad.
700,000 is a lot.
Wait a minute. Doesn't the flu kill more?
No.
No.
What's the flu usually do a year?
I think it's like 40,000 or something.
Only 40?
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
I thought it was higher. Yeah.
No, well, that's what the right-wing propaganda was really pushing that hard at the beginning of the pandemic.
Honestly, because
the
flu shot.
Like, the flu is worse. And you're like... It's
no,
not.
In my head, the flu shot helped, you know, and then this thing was, of course, I thought it worse.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought it was similar. We were in the at least 100,000 for the flu.
I don't think so.
You're probably right. I'm not good. I don't get any of the propaganda. I don't care. We have questions. We want to know what colors that mean. What do those colors mean? On your what you're smoking. One's green.
Yeah, the vape
red,
pens. What are they?
Pink.
Different flavors? Is that what's going on?
All right, so guess what this is.
Cherry
seafood.
Shrimp.
that's a scrimp.
No,
flavor.
That's a scrimp.
No, this is a cola.
Do you take the shit out of a shrimp and you feel good about eating it? Anyway, go ahead.
Apple. Oh, man.
Yeah, what?
Apple,
I don't
green.
Like apple flavored apple? Things. Yeah.
Really?
Oh my god, you guys are weird.
I
like apple.
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher
apple pie.
Apple.
Do you like apple pies?
It's okay.
Okay.
I like
actual apples.
Oh my bad. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't like apple flavoring.
If you get a candy that's apple flavored, you don't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
or
it.
Or a beverage that's apple.
Like when Skittles switched the green one from lime to apple.
Yeah.
I never purchased Skittles again because 1/5 of the package is inedible.
Also, yeah. You're a diabetic.
Well, that doesn't stop me.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
I like
so
that.
I'm so glad I don't
like
have
that.
Any food things like you guys do.
Yeah.
I have a lot. I'm a fucking...
I know. I'm so glad because it's like I can eat Indian food. I can eat... You like Indian food?
No.
Right, yeah. So...
The whole continent.
Taiwanese,
the whole
you
continent.
Can't, you can't do it.
Take the out whole... the whole continent.
All right. Africa.
34,000 people or how many people died.
That's it?
How
wow.
many people?
About 35,000
yeah.
wow.
from the flu.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is a giant
That's a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but then this is what I'm saying about the COVID. Like, you come back here and you see a lot of the riffraff, and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't catch.
They
didn't
made
catch
it.
Them.
Somehow they made it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you see homeless people, right? I saw two homeless guys dancing on the corner on Ventura, yeah. and they were just kind of no mask.
Yeah.
And they were just dancing. How did they not get COVID?
Feeling it.
Yeah.
They're out in that open air.
That's
you know?
Right.
Oh, is that
you don't
it
get
is?
It
yeah,
outside,
yeah.
Ricky
right.
told me.
Right. So, open air.
Yeah, so they're. Breathing, even if they get a few droplets of it, it's not enough really to take hold.
Wow.
Yeah. Whereas, did you ever get? You never got it, right?
I didn't get it.
Did you
no.
get it?
Yes, sir.
Bad.
No, I didn't know I had it. But
how
I
do you know you had it then?
But my family all got sick, and so I had to get tested because everybody was, and I tested positive. I was like, oh. God, I thought it was going to be like E.T. They were just going to come and take everything, you know,
yeah.
put me in a bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was scared. I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel sick. And even when I, like, did a Zoom doctor, I was making pancakes. And she's like, are you sure you're sick?
Yeah, yeah. You're asymptomatic then.
Maybe.
Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a carrier monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the virus didn't want any part of her DNA.
No. Oh. Plus, there's no seafood in there. It attacks that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would have killed it. It probably got caught on to the maggots. Did you get it?
No, it would have killed me.
Did you? You didn't get it?
No, I never got it. I think it would have killed me.
But you got vaccinated, right?
I got vaccinated, yeah. Did you?
I did.
Everyone
Johnson
did, right?
And Johnson.
You have to be here, so.
Yeah. Is that why you did it?
No, I got mine.
I did.
I lied and said I was a waiter at the Comedy Store, even though it wasn't open, so I could jump
I
the line.
I did the same thing Rick did, because
yeah.
he told me what
you
to do.
You wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like saw people getting it. I'm like, what? How, why is that person on there? I'm sitting there thinking, since I'm
it
diabetic.
Because it was by age, remember? It
right.
was like a weird.
Well, first it was, yeah, it was like and 65 and older, and then they said they were going to do people with medical issues, which they were
he
saying.
He has medical issues.
Yeah, like... they're saying diabetics are at higher risk, and I'm like. I'm going to get it. And then they came out, and it was all politics. It was like, food and agriculture workers are next. You're like, what? But they want to be able to be like, we vaccinated 200,000 people to keep our economy going.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, it, oh,
it's so interesting that people's view. Like, people have just these different views, right? And you have to kind of respect it. Like, I used to be super liberal, man.
Yeah.
Right? And as you get older, man, I'm just I'm really going toward the center.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a middle walker.
I'm growing
yeah.
pretty moderate.
Yeah.
I really think anyone who's extreme anything is a real asshole now.
Yeah.
So
it's weird.
Too much.
Like, I moved here and I grew up around so many conservative people, I was just like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
And then I came out here and it took me another 20 years almost. And I'm like, this isn't right either.
I know.
Like, maybe it's just people.
Yeah. I think we got to find a middle ground because it's like, I used to be like gung ho, but because of the cancel culture and all that fucking shit, you know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
like, it swung me the other way, man. You know, it's
yeah,
just so
I mean,
fucking
that,
gross.
That's one of the main things for me that makes me be like, all right, some of this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But,
yeah.
And I don't think they understand how counterproductive it is.
Oh yeah.
Like no one has ever stopped being racist because of woke culture.
No, it's
yeah.
never gonna happen.
It's always just gonna push people who feel the other way further the other way.
My favorite thing is when people are like, racism isn't real.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, you're kidding, right? Like that's not,
it's real.
That's not a thing.
It's definitely real.
But
it's real. I know I'm racist.
But Koreans are the most racist people I've ever fucking seen in my fucking life.
Every culture.
Yeah
they all are.
Racism. Every
yeah.
culture. Every white Korean.
If you date Vietnamese, you don't ever call. Like, he literally, my dad said that.
100%.
Don't call me ever. You don't date, right? But what if she's a good human being?
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
You know Vietnamese. No.
Yeah, yeah. Not, like she would, they would say crazy shit like that.
My mom
yeah.
wasn't allowed to date Italians. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah. It's
Irish
so dumb.
Italian. We all hated each
yeah.
other.
Yeah,
I had this girl I was friends with in high school. I think she was Taiwanese, but her dad would answer the phone. It's in the 90s, so you'd have to call a house phone.
Yeah,
oof.
And she'd he'd answer. And he'd go, "Hello." He'd be like, "Hey, is May there?" He'd be like, "Who this?"
Yeah.
This is Rick Ingram.
Why? It's a whole name.
And then, and then you just hear the phone getting put down. And I'm like waiting to hear him call her. And I'm just eventually someone picks up.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I talk to May? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Dad just puts it down like, nope.
Yeah.
He didn't hang up either. Doesn't want me calling back.
My dad made me a list of the best races from best to worst.
Really?
Yeah.
The best well, racists?
No, the best,
oh, the best
races.
Races. Yeah, this is right on par with my comedy.
I love this.
Yeah, yeah. Korean, number one. Obviously.
Top
yeah.
of the line.
Right, top of the line.
Okay.
Chinese, right, too. Two. Right,
really?
Two. Yeah, three.
Oh, I wouldn't have put them that
snake.
High.
Like, there were animals before. There were animals before other fucking ethnicities and races.
Korean.
Yeah, monkey, number four. You know what I mean?
Korean.
Number
Chinese.
Eight. Yeah, yeah.
Snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Monkey.
Yeah, and then. Eight, Mexican. You know what I mean? What, fucking snake beat Mexican? Like, that's how... black people weren't even on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the list was 100. Yeah, that's how racist my parents were. But well, as they got older, though, they just changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their fire burned out.
Sure.
It burned out. Also, you know, I went through so many rehabs and so many things. I thought I was going to die so many times. And they're like, what's important?
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, this guy's not going to live. He has no skills whatsoever. He's going to, you know what I mean? Without this job,
yeah,
I'm
useless.
Fucked.
Yeah.
I'm fucked, right? I'm
fucked. If you had to give this up and get a real job, what would it be?
I would probably get a job at like driving something.
Yeah.
No.
No, not like a race car. No, in like a Home Depot.
Like a two
slow, a slow burn. Like
a forklift. Forklift driver.
Bro. He just rolls it over. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Six people sticking through them.
All right. What? He's a 2 a.m. delivery driver.
Yeah. I would probably
be on the forklift at a factory.
Or I would be carrying things on my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just walk, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm moving things. I can move things.
I think last week on our podcast, Eleanor was like, what would you do if they closed the comedy store?
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'm retired from comedy because I got nowhere else to go. I'd have to start working at the post office or something.
Here's the thing, man.
I mean, I don't think it's going to close, but the pandemic was scary. So you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking scary. It was great in the sense that, you know, we were all not on the race hadn't started. My point, it's basically like, you know, when you look on Instagram and all this stuff and you see other people doing better than you, it irks you a little bit, right? And all that kind of stuff went away.
Sure.
Because everyone was...
It blurred the line.
It blurred the line, right? So that whole competitive thing was in your face.
Everyone's as unsuccessful as me right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be like, I'm not doing enough. And I'm like, wait, nobody is. Yeah. You know, but I'd be like with the noose, like, oh, wait. You're fine.
And it was like okay to like wake up at 3 p.m. and it was okay to like...
I mean, I still do that, but yes,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
I feel more guilty now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, fuck,
I still had to get up early every day.
Well, he has
take
kids.
Care of
kids, right.
So
you had to commit.
It really ruined the pandemic for me.
Fucked you up, right?
If I'm being honest.
Maybe during the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. Taking a break from comedy was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because I'm so unsuccessful, I've never had the opportunity to stop doing comedy for a while.
Yeah.
And I just mean that in terms of, like, financially.
Yeah.
There's
you
make
set.
Enough money, you can take off a couple months if you feel like you need it. I just had to keep going in hopes that something worked out. It didn't, but pandemic
started.
It was never
a vacation.
It was nice for, like, 2 months just to not... Like you said, not feel like I need to be doing more.
Did you have any downtime? Like, I know you have to take care of the kids, but did you play video games or watch a movie or caught up on things?
No, I watched TV or whatever. But
yeah,
I started running. I gained a bunch of weight. Then I stress fractured both my legs, and then I lost weight. And
Yeah.
John Little told him he was fat.
That's
so
right. John Little.
He became a manorexic.
He bullied me in a scotch drunken stupor.
Yeah.
He turned into a really good life coach. And putting on the pounds on the belly there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, jeez.
Hi, John.
You know what's weird about doing stand-up again, too? It's like I forgot a bunch of bits, right? And then sometimes, like, in the last couple of months, obviously I'm back doing it.
Yeah.
It just comes to you, not right away. You just kind of go, oh, yeah, I used to do that joke. Or
that
this
can
tag.
Lead there, yeah, yeah.
Even happen on stage where I'll just say something and go, oh, yeah, that was a part of the joke.
Right.
Right. Did it happen to you or did you
a
know it?
A million times.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You forgot, you pull it back. Like I did Kansas City. It was, you know, a road gig in the pandemic in June. They were like, well, you know, who's going to come out for 30 people? I'm like, I will.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. I'm ready to die. So
yeah.
I went to, and I remember being on stage and being like, I have no idea. And so I was just like talking about what was going on.
Right.
In my stupid apartment trying to stay sane during the pandemic. And that was it. And
that's all that crowd's thinking about, too. It was just like,
yeah, like
so
what are we
right
doing?
Now.
Right, and but the crowds have changed when, especially when earlier on when the club started opening back up again.
Crowd was great.
They were great. They were forgiving.
So good.
They were forgiving.
The first thing I noticed was because tickets cost a lot more. There was no the fourth
right
wheel friend who doesn't like comedy and gets offended by everything,
right,
but doesn't want to miss a night out.
Like you spent the money because you want to see comedy.
But
right.
Someone who's willing to pay $80 or whatever it was when it first started and the seating was so limited, those are people who wanted to laugh.
Real comedy fans.
Yeah, yeah.
And they weren't offended by everything.
And
there's
in the beginning,
more offended people now, but
crowds are
still pretty good.
That has changed.
Yeah.
Over the years, last 3 years, they're just not laughing at the same kind of things anymore. Have you
sure
noticed
they,
that too?
They tighten up real quick.
Yeah,
well, they've
Rick
been taught from
got
the
yelled at today.
I actually just was walking out from into the main room lobby from backstage, and there was a group of six or seven young millennial gentlemen.
Yeah,
and that last guy was horrible, man. Why was everyone laughing at that stuff? That was just inappropriate.
Oh, my God.
And I just walked out just this great smile, like, oh, I'm so glad they're still
yeah,
out
but
there.
Doesn't it make you, but on stage, there are some bits I know they're not going to like.
It's wonderful.
And I can't wait to tell the joke.
Yeah.
Right? I love it.
Yeah, making...
What is that about us?
It's showing...
It's like a fuck you.
Or hate.
Yeah, it's
or
showing
hate
people you don't respect, stuffing it in their face. That's what to me. That's what it is.
Yeah,
as
it's
it
like,
should be.
Oh, you got offended by a joke that's not offensive at all. Well, in that case, here's something I know you're gonna fucking hate.
Yeah,
the old Jim Painter
mentality. You didn't like that one. Here's one you're really gonna hate. Yeah, I remember I was at, like a couple years ago. I was in that game show. I did a game show, and the reason why I did it was like they go. Just do what you do on your podcast on this. And I go, really? And they go, yeah. So I remember the first night, right? It's like me, Rob Gronkowski, Serena.
That's what I remember.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah, Venus Williams. I mean, all these athletes.
Yeah.
It's this colorful stage, right? And I go to Ian Carmel. I go, yeah, you look like Freddie Mercury, right? He goes, I do, yeah. When he was dying from HIV.
Nice.
And then I remember... Like what? The lights, some of the lights shut down a little bit. No.
You think that was in your mind or real?
No, it actually happened. Some of the lights shut down. They cut, right?
The energy in the room was so ripped out.
It shut down and it stopped. Like production stopped. And then I see people scurrying from behind Video Village to me. And they're like, what's going on? I go,
You said
my podcast. Remember the podcast? I thought we were in a safe
space. And so then. After that, I had such not. I was like the most unfun.
Yeah.
Right? Because everything was like, I was getting nervous and I was always like, going, can I say this? I remember saying another thing where they shut the lights off, where I said, they were doing something about like, they had black people at a fucking Renaissance fair.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I go, that's CGI. They don't go to fucking Renaissance fairs. The lights gonna come down. Right? And they come up, they do.
That's so
Yeah, it's real.
That's
I thought.
A great thing.
Yeah,
even black people be like, "Wait, what?"
That's
wrong?
A funny. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it's like it's and then what and that's the state of comedy in terms of like prime time TV.
So
you know
sad.
I mean?
Look, there's a lot more people that would rather watch someone preach about social injustice with like two punchlines than they would see people be funny for an hour.
Yeah. I loved Chappelle's last special, by the way.
I did too. I watched it.
I really liked it.
I only watched it because obviously with all the controversy. And
right.
And they really did miss the message.
Yeah.
I mean, is it? I get like they're like, yeah, but he didn't have to stay that long on it. I'm like, yeah. But he did because you're not hearing him and you keep coming at him for the same bullshit.
It's also, it showed me what that craft, the craft that we do, how mm-hmm. important it is. And also it's like he was so real at moments in there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I love that he didn't smoke. He didn't have a drink. He didn't have anything on stage.
Yeah,
it was just him and them.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's why I love watching Holtzman.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense that, especially older Holtzman.
Yeah, there's no filter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Especially like 8 years ago Holtzman, where you come in and like anything, like rape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love that you whispered it.
it's sexier. It's sexier.
Well, what he said was rape. People.
Although, obviously rape is the most horrendous thing. It's terrible, sure. Isn't that right? But it's like, I used to watch Holtzman. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It really
I've always been strongly anti-rape.
Me too. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But never done it, never will.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Okay.
Bad. But, you know, he would say things on stage where I'm not. Not necessarily that it was like witty or funny, right? But there was a bravery about him.
Yeah.
There was.
You're saying no one should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About a boldness and a bravery. And what it shouts to me is how great this country is. That you can go up on stage, right, and express your point of view, right, even though if it's a joke or not, right? And you're allowed to do that. You're not going to get arrested, right?
No.
Right.
And we're losing that's why I think things like Dave Chappelle's special, the last one, was so important to see mm-hmm. somebody so brave.
I agree.
Right, hold his ground and not succumb and you know, melt, you know, in front of, you know what I mean, this new culture we live in.
And that's another example of what we were just talking about, where to Chappelle it was like, oh, you guys are trying to come down on me for this? Well, now I have to go harder.
Yes.
Right. I'm the other way. Oh, yeah.
You're never convincing anyone by trying to cancel someone.
You're
and
making
fact,
it worse.
The fact
yeah.
that the cancel culture has taken it so far that they like tried to cancel John Wayne. And they're like, we need to change the name of the airport in Orange County.
So funny.
Whatever it is, you're just like, what? Yeah. That's really what you...
The statues taken, remember that? Right?
Yeah.
And then in Philly, they tried to take down this Columbus statue,
yeah.
And then all these Italian kids came out from the it's 100%. It's literally probably 97% Italian.
Yeah,
and they're like, we're taking it down, and all these Italians get. They were calling them the Gravy Seals, which is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
They protected it. It's still there.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
But they're like, it's our guy. You know, they don't know what he did. They don't know what he did.
He discovered it. You know?
Yeah.
He did. It's the guy. They're standing out there with bats. Like, go ahead, try to take it down. It's hysterical.
It took Philly from the Indians.
But I understand what they're saying. You're not fixing anything if you take that down.
Yeah. Although, you know, I do believe that, like, a lot of people in power have gotten away with a lot of shit.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of sexual shit. And I think those guys should be, you know what I mean, burned
to the stake. So don't
focus
on the statue. Focus on getting them the fuck out.
Right, right. Like, you know, Cosby.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Honestly, my opinion, bad dude.
Yeah.
I don't care if, you know.
I think he was pro-rape. I'm going to be honest.
He was. That's the main thing that I always.
That's where he went wrong.
Our comedy is different, and you know what I think we can joke about, but it's really his pro rape stance that made me
be like,
this guy seems like a bad dude.
But Bill Cosby himself, his special,
so funny,
so good.
Literally, I could do every line.
That's how
much we watched it.
Literally, it was like the White Album
mm-hmm.
for comics.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, I remember as a kid listening on like the radio, the dentistry bit.
Oh yeah,
of him not being yeah, all right. And I remember as a kid just laughing so fuck and going, "Who is this?" And then, you know, my dad, he was a rapist.
He never said that. He knew even then.
He knew then.
Your dad was wise.
He's not on the list. Whoa, hey. Dad, let me listen.
You just you wrote Cosby? Yeah. He's the only.
But I think
they tried
to
cancel Eddie Murphy, too.
Who did?
They tried to bring that back and say his Raw and Delirious. They were going through that fine tooth comb. I was like,
yeah.
If you watch it, though, it is like, oh.
Yeah, well, like, he says the F word, right?
That's not.
In Raw, I know, but, right, I understand. I've talked to some gay comics.
Sure.
Well, that was crazy. Like, why would he say it? It's like, but you have to also put things into
The F word. I'm thinking of fuck.
No, no.
Yeah.
That's how gay I am. I'm like, fuck?
F-A, that one.
I got you.
Agate.
Figur.
Yeah.
Guys, it's the same word no matter. All right, anyway.
Yeah. And it's like, you have to put things into context and the time period, you know, things are.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing is going back and trying to pretend like things weren't the way they were doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's like, it was the way it was, and obviously you shouldn't do that now, but why are you judging someone for doing something that was acceptable when he was doing it?
Yeah.
And it's fucked up, but at the same time, like, no one was condemning him for it, so.
Yeah. It's like I posted this thing. I'm going to show you.
Oh, I like that.
And you're not going to believe. Did you see this kid? I'm going to show you something, okay? Hold on for a second, okay?
What is he doing? Yeah, we already took a shit break, so now we're.
No. Just
hold on for he's putting his coat in.
Right. Fuck, I get no reception down here. Anyway.
Can we bring it up on there?
No.
We can if you want. What is it?
My Twitter? Oh, here it is.
Bobby Lee.
No, yeah, right. So, no, check it out. So, did you see this kid, Jamie Costa's impression?
Robin Williams. Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but I saw that it came.
Right.
And
it was trending.
I was like, oh, I have to do that. And I forgot to watch it because I'm an idiot.
And when you watch it,
this is so good.
It's not just good. I honestly believe that it's like. It would be crazy if you ever did a biopic on Robin Williams that you wouldn't fucking cast this guy.
Yeah.
Because he had the silent parts and the realism in it. And like him listening.
The nuances.
And the nuances and all that was perfect.
He morphed into
Right, you have to watch it. They must have spent like 15, 20 grand on the production of this thing too. Right? Yeah. But I posted.
Is it just a reel or is it like a movie?
He filmed a scene, right, of him being in his trailer, right, and somebody's telling him that John Belushi had died.
He's dressed up as Mork, getting ready to film.
He's on the set of Mork and Mindy in his trailer.
And the girl who's playing Mindy.
Right. The girl that's playing Mindy.
Yeah, is the other actress.
Right. And they're telling him that John Belushi died and him
reacting
to it. Wow. Right.
And he starts off, he's going, doing Robin Williams things and acting weird. And
it's so fucking good. But on my comments, people were like, yeah, but he was a joke stealer. So why do the biopic? It's like.
He was, but most of those people forgave him, or he paid them.
Money. He paid them.
He paid a lot of them.
Right? He didn't
deny
it.
One of them.
Stephen Pearl was one of them. Brian Bradley. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, how do I not remember?
Brian Bradley. Very funny.
Hello,
right?
Fashion show.
I knew a lot of those guys. You know, back in the Zoo time period, back in San Francisco, that grew up with him.
Sure.
He was a fucking genius, Robin Williams. Right?
Yeah.
He happened to lift. You know what I mean?
He definitely did.
Yeah, some bits, right?
That doesn't mean that the person's...
Right, destroy his
life
legacy.
Life doesn't matter, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man.
He did a lot
I've
of great work.
Comment on Robin Williams stuff before. It's like, yeah, and he stole material. And you're like, yeah. And he also had a bunch of great original material, and he wasn't a piece of shit like a lot of people.
Also, great actor.
Yeah.
Excellent.
One of the best...
Fisher King? I go crazy.
Yeah. Good Morning Vietnam. He was good. Oh, my God. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
But also, it's like, and not a lot of comics can do that. I mean, there's maybe 0.001% of stand-up comics that can actually act. I think Jim Carrey is another one that is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When he's given
Dice is a good actor.
Dice is a great actor. He really is. And that's why he's getting this shit, right? So that's number two, right, about him. And number three, he was a nice guy.
Very nice.
You met him, right?
A few times. Yeah, and he always remembered my name, which was weird to me.
Yeah.
Because I'd meet him at like Mitzi's house in the afternoon or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like even here.
Here,
night,
always a sweet, nice guy.
Yep.
Rick made him go off the wagon, but
listen.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was sober person.
Right, right.
And it was my 25th birthday.
Yeah.
And I don't think either one of us regretted the good times we had that
evening.
I think
you're right.
What was he was here? What happened?
He showed up here.
Yeah.
It was in I was 25. It was in the prime of my alcoholic.
That's true.
Just right.
Back to back every night at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Get here when they open, stay until I got my fallout spot at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Because Tommy didn't give him a time slot.
Yeah. And so I'm.
We should talk about fallout spots, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked about this?
No, not really.
Okay. I want people to know.
A fallout spot.
Yeah. That. So basically, to get into the Comedy Store, you have to be passed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to be deemed, somebody has to ordain you as paid regular.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And I love when young people get excited when they get that little annoyance.
Oh, it's the best.
Right? Because they don't know the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get spots.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So people, they get excited. My name's on the wall. And they get excited. And it's like a month goes by. I can't get
Yeah, how
on.
Come I?
Yeah.
That's weird. She must have forgotten.
Right.
I should call and send a couple emails.
So what you would have to do then, if you're a paid regular and you couldn't get spots, you'd have to show up at the club, right, and go to the cover booth,
yep.
right, and go, can I get on the fallout spot?
Yeah,
right.
Fallout list, yeah.
And you look at the fallout list, and there's like 12 names on it already.
Yeah.
So if you're number 13, that would mean that 13 people that are on the list
oh, yeah.
just decided not to show up that day.
Because yours, he slept here that night, and he got on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He would always be the first
he
one.
He would. I would show up. After I got passed, I would show up to work a door shift or the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I would immediately go in and be like, hey, put me on the fallout list. And they'd be like, cool, you're two. And I'd be like, two?
Yeah, yeah.
The club doesn't even open for two more hours. What the fuck?
Yeah.
God bless you.
And then here's another nightmare, right? You're on the fallout spot. You have to wait for someone to not show up. But then you also had pop-ins that would do 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So then that... Being on the fallout spot, it was like it would mean that you're not going up. Pretty much.
There's a there was a maybe a 50-50 chance.
Maybe
50-50.
Yeah, if you're in the top couple.
Because in the early 2000s, there was enough people not coming here that there was.
The dead years.
Yeah,
right,
so for me,
but Yorsey was still here.
Still beating me to the punch. But there were so few comics showing up because we'd start 45 minutes late. For
we
six
had to
people.
Wait for eight people.
Yeah.
Until a lot of people would just cancel, and they'd be like, all right, we don't have anyone. And I'd be like, nice.
Yeah.
And then I'd just go up and just mediocre the fuck out of a set for six people.
Yeah. We are lucky in the sense that, and we don't want to toot each other's horns and, you know, pat each other on the back.
Why not?
But let's do it for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
That us three, right?
I'm extremely lucky. I've never had to do fallout.
Not number two. Also, we have also survived several talent coordinators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like when Adam left, right, that doesn't necessarily mean that Emily has the same sensibilities.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right? Because she makes the lineups, right?
Right.
And so, you know.
She has a completely different taste.
Taste in comedy, right? And if you can still get spots after the talent coordinator changes. That says a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Is that not?
100%.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to do well. There's confidence in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make you feel good?
Yeah. I was concerned I wouldn't still get spots here just because I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
But.
We were very angry at Adam for leaving us.
I was like, dude.
I am
counting on you. I might literally have to retire from comedy if you do make this move.
We tortured him so much. I'm miserable. How much did he literally left our text thread?
He left our text thread because he said I was toxic.
Really?
Which I have a hard time believing.
But Rick, I have to say something about you, right? And you were the first guy I saw when I came back
from COVID.
After COVID, I came here maybe for a couple of weeks. I didn't call in or go up. I would just watch the shows.
Yeah.
And the first guy that I saw was you. You were in the main room, right? And I sat there in the booth, right? And I literally thought to myself, and I don't want you to get this, and I've said this to you before, I think that consistently you are one of the best guys here.
Like Holtzman says, bulletproof.
You're bulletproof.
100%.
And your message and your point of view on stage is up my alley. You're brave up there.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be, man.
I'm saying
as a performer, I think you have to be brave.
You're an ugly
motherfucker.
Say what you
want.
You're a very ugly guy.
Hideous. Hideous. Ron Funches brings me up every time. He's like, man, this next guy, if he was even moderately attractive.
Can I go?
Yes. We should wrap it up because we're over an hour. If you want
to promote anything, Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby.
I actually have a couple of good, cool things to promote.
What?
Okay.
I'm on a new Netflix show. It's an animated show called Inside Job. It airs next week.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's on Netflix. I'm one of the five or six regulars on it. Lizzie Kaplan's in it.
Oh, nice.
Brent Gelman, Andrew Day, and then Andrew Daly, and then I'm also in December going to be in the new series. They're doing Sex and the City again.
The series? They're bringing it back as a series or a movie?
Series.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and I play...
Is this a reboot or they're bringing back the originals?
This is where you filmed in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, I went to Philadelphia. Yeah, and then I go to New York. I play Sarah Jessica Parker in the show. Carrie's the character.
Yeah.
She has a podcast, and I do the podcast with her. So I got hired because I'm a podcaster.
You're a podcaster,
But in the show, you see me podcasting.
Nice.
So you're Bobby Lee or you're
somebody
else?
No, I play a different character. Okay. Yeah. Like I'm like kind of a hit, more of a hip hop-y kind of a guy.
Love it.
But they have me outside the world where I have a girlfriend and all that stuff as well. But it's like, it's good. And I have Tiger Belly Bad Friends too.
Bobby, see, you're fuckable. You're in Sex and the City.
That's a pretty good sign.
That doesn't equal pussy.
Oh.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to hear that Robin Williams story with Rick, go back and find it. We've told it a million times.
Also, watch that thing. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to watch that Robin Williams.
Watch it tonight. It'll blow your fucking this
it's
kid.
It's very impressive.
It's so impressive, right?
Yeah. I mean, he truly looks like he's about ready to break down when you see him accept that Belushi is dead.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, I got to watch that. That's going to make my heart break.
Yeah, and I knew that they were hanging out together the night he died because Argus Hamilton told me the story. It was like the fourth episode of the Comedy Store podcast ever, and I said, I heard Belushi was here the night he died, and he was like, well, a thing a lot of people won't tell you about that night, and I'm literally like, oh, we're about ready to get some fucking gossip.
Yeah.
And he was that they were here to see Sandra Bernhardt. I'm like, what?
Another comedic actress. It's terrific.
I love
her. She's an excellent actress.
She's great.
That's the thing you wanted the world to know?
Yeah.
Here's a little inside info. Bernhardt did pretty good that night.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for doing this.
Can I just leave?
Yeah, yes, you can just leave.
Bobby's leaving.
Bye, Bobby. Thank you.
Bye, Bobby.
Good to see
you. He's got to go back to Noah's Ark.
Yep.
He's got all those animals there. Ricky, do you have anything to promote?
Just check out Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers.
Yeah.
And
I'm so glad I said it right on stage because I thought I was like, I don't.
It doesn't
up
matter.
One of my new bits, and I like went to an old bit on stage, and then when I went to say your intro, I fumbled, and I'm like, oh, I'm just fucking up everything tonight.
Yeah, I think your intro was fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So I'm glad.
Yeah.
And Talks to Strangers. Rick Talks to Strangers. Did you like your live show?
It was fun. Yeah. I had two kind of random dudes that we interviewed, and they were entertaining. And then I interviewed Ryan Leaf.
I know. I heard. That's
former
exciting.
NFL quarterback, turned good human.
Right. He had some issues with some pills.
Yep.
Slash.
So yeah, we
bunch
just kind
of other stuff.
He was cool enough to, since he was a stranger.
But you
can
still
famous,
go watch that, right? Like if they want to go watch that.
I think it'll be released next week, so it'll be released in the next.
Okay.
I don't think it was live, so I think it'll.
Yeah,
be
I think
released.
Sarah said it's going to be two parts.
Yeah.
Because it was so good with him that you guys stayed up there. And
yeah, we went long. It was fun. I got off and. I got to go up dead last in the main room that night.
That's awesome. Did you do long? You did the Holtzman spot?
I think I did maybe 20 minutes, and then Richie, you could do as long as you want. And it was abysmal. There was like 12, 15 people in the crowd, and
that's
some
old
of them
school,
were
Rick.
Some of them were like 27-year-old women who just detested everything about me.
It's perfect. It's old school.
So so I had to go extra hard, but. Yeah, it was definitely not fun enough to where I was looking to do an hour like, you know, Richie was telling me I could. So
yeah,
but it was fun. It was a good night.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I am going to Philadelphia. I'm going to do Rivers Casino on October 21st. Then I'm going to do Soul Joel's Comedy Club October 22nd, that Friday night. And then I'm at Fairfield Comedy Club in Connecticut. If we have any Connecticut listeners, I'll be at that comedy club October 23rd.
Good list.
And then I can't think of where else I'll be, but my brain is dead. Oh, I'm in Houston for the Legion of Skanks.
You know, I've heard that those guys are, you know, inappropriate, Eleanor.
No, well, I'm a skank, and I'm cool with it.
So that's cool. All right.
Yeah. No, they're good. They're fun. People say it is a harsh name, but those guys are so much fun. Like, I love Lewis. I love Big J.
I see the angry millennials, talk about it. This is a den of misogyny.
Stop it.
Yeah, people like it.
But by the way, Legion of Skanks is run by women. It's run by Rebecca and Christine. They started it. It's so stupid.
How dare you, Corinne? How dare you defend
that? I'll 100% defend it. Because
I see people constantly, that like comics or people who used to be comics, being on there like, I can't believe so-and-so's doing it. I'm like, I know it's crazy that people like doing comedy for money and notoriety. It's how strange.
And they have a great following. They have a fun following. It's one of the people are saying it's like one of the most fun festivals. And I never did the New York. This is my first festival. Have you ever done a festival?
No, they don't do festivals at the Comedy Store.
No, but you would be good at Legion of Skanks because they do a ton.
Eleanor, there would probably be, half a dozen trans allies that would be very upset at me if I did that. And they would make sure to note on Twitter for the whole world to see.
Why are the trans mad at whatever?
I don't know.
Trans are just mad at everybody?
I think people are just mad.
I think you might be mad at something else. I think
someone told someone to be mad, and so now a lot of them are mad.
Yeah.
It's that hive mentality.
I think it's all hype bullshit.
Yeah. So the point is, get out there and offend
people. Don't believe
people.
The hype. It's a sequel.
Yep. All right, bye, guys.
We out.
Thanks for listening.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.